Sri Lanka's President Maithripala Sirisena is vowing to fire the leaders of his country's security agencies for failing to prevent the Easter Sunday suicide bombings, which have so far claimed 359 lives. In a nationally televised address, Sirisena said he will take stern action against those who did not give him available intelligence that such an attack was planned. Sri Lanka's Deputy Defense Minister Ruwan Wijewardene spoke with journalists about some of what's been learned about those believed responsible for last Sunday's carnage.
There are two groups. From what we gathered, the National Rafi Jamaat, I think there has been a group that has split from that main body. That is the group that has become quite extreme, and from what we have gathered is that their thinking is that only Islam can be the only religion in this country.
North Korean leader Kim Jong-un has arrived in Russia for his first meeting with Vladimir Putin in Vladivostok tomorrow. Kim says his visit is a start toward closer ties between Pyongyang and Moscow. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma has a report.
Smiling and upbeat, North Korea's Kim Jong-un stepped off an armored train in far eastern Russia for a much-anticipated summit with Vladimir Putin that comes amid deadlocked diplomacy on his nuclear program. Speaking on a Russian state-owned network, Kim said he was hoping for a successful and useful visit and would like to discuss with Putin the settlement of the situation in the Korean Peninsula, as well as bilateral ties with Russia. The Kremlin says the Thursday meeting will cover North Korea's nuclear program. I'm Charles Ledesma.
For all the day's news, you can always go online to voanews.com. There is also a VOA News mobile app. This is VOA News. U.S. President Donald Trump has found a new border issue to seize on. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The president says Mexican soldiers recently pulled guns on American National Guard troops, probably as a diversionary tactic for drug smugglers, though he did not support that claim. He writes, "Better not happen again. We are now sending armed soldiers to the border. There are already U.S. troops at the border. Two in a remote area of Texas were recently confronted by Mexican soldiers who thought the Americans had crossed into Mexico and reportedly removed a weapon from one of them." Sagar Magani at the White House.
The United Nations has published new figures on Afghanistan civilian deaths caused by government forces, and the news is not good. AP correspondent Kathy Gannon has a report.
Pro-government forces, including the United States military, killed more Afghan civilians in the first 3 months of this year than were killed by insurgents. This is the first time this has happened. The number of injuries were by far more committed by the insurgents.
Kathy also reports on why the numbers are concerning.
Concerning because of the numbers that exceeds those of the insurgents. It's also concerning as the government goes into or attempts to go into talks with the Taliban. It alienates people. It alienates the Afghans. It makes it increasingly difficult to gain people's support.
That was Kathy Gannon of AP. The White House says two senior economic officials will travel to China next week to continue trade negotiations and that Beijing will send a delegation to Washington the following week. The United States and China are trying to resolve a trade war that began last year when President Trump imposed punitive tariffs on $250 billion worth of Chinese imports in an effort to compel Beijing to change its trading practices. Beijing retaliated with its own tariff increases of $110 billion on U.S. products. The U.S. Justice Department has announced indictments against two Chinese nationals accused of working together to steal trade secrets from General Electric. Both are charged with economic espionage and stealing trade secrets. Assistant Attorney General John Deamer said the indictment alleges a textbook example of the Chinese government's strategy to rob American companies of their intellectual property and to replicate their products in Chinese factories. One of the two men was an engineer at General Electric's power and water plant in Schenectady, New York. Egyptian voters have overwhelmingly approved constitutional amendments that could extend President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi's rule until 2030. More news at voanews.com. Gene Randall, VOA News.
VOA 1.